You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, good people? You are now listening to the Karen Civil Show on Winner's Circle Media. KC, don't hurt him.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited. I know I took a break for a while, but I wanted to get a special guest for the last episode of the podcast for the year. I'm so excited. You know, he's teaching me how to sauce. Hey. He's Mr. Iverson.
Hey.
We have Post Malone.
Hello. I didn't know I was your last interview.
Yeah, you're the last interview for the year. It took a while. People are just like, when's the new episode? I'm like, I'm waiting for Post. I'm waiting to get Post on here.
Well, that's awesome of you. Thank you so much.
I know you just performed at Cali Christmas.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about that, because that's technically, you do shows on your own.
Right.
And now this is your, like, that was technically like your first one with other artists and just in the hip-hop realm. So tell us about Cali Christmas.
Cali Christmas was really, really cool. It was like the first time I did like an arena besides the one in Atlanta, and just being in LA with a huge, big old arena, and then they put you on a stage and they spin you around and you feel like Michael Jackson. It's just a very incredible feeling. It was very lit.
So you're originally from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for people who aren't too familiar, can you give us some insight on your background? Like, how you got into rapping?
Right. Well, I mean, I was born in Syracuse, upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to Dallas when my dad got a job with the Cowboys when I was 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where I started. That's where I first got into music. I was playing Guitar Hero, all that good stuff, and just from there, I wanted to play real music because that's what I was interested in. So I just started writing my own songs, got a guitar, and just started making beats on FL. And then I just started rapping over my beats. And then, you know, here I am.
So you said your dad worked for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Would you consider yourself a Cowboys fan?
All the way.
Even with how they're playing now?
No, they're awful. The Cowboys are awful this year, but you got to love them.
So usually artists in the past have, like Dej and I believe Fetty, they put out an EP before the album.
Right.
Can we expect you to do the same?
Well, I feel like, you know, I'm not going to put out an EP before the project come out. I think I'm just going to release a couple singles, do a couple videos, and make sure everything on my debut project, you know, really embodies me and what I can do creatively.
So what can we expect from the album? Titles, features, producers? Can you give us a little something?
Well, I mean, for the album, you know, working with a lot of people, I want to get Fetty on there.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a song with Shlomo, a couple songs with Shlomo, a lot of FKI, you know, of course, and my own production. You know, we got a song with McConan and Ferg that we're working on. You know, a couple secrets that I can't disclose at this time.
Okay. So you mentioned FKI.
Right.
I know he did Watch That Little Bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your work relationship.
Well, I met him whenever I first came out here. We met at Stevie B's studio, and we just started making music. And the music, you know, it was something quality that people could actually listen to. Because when I came out here, my mixtape, you know, I made it myself on Audacity in my room. And I came out here with a mixtape, and we linked up and just started making cool music. So then we moved into a house together, started making music, and now we're still working today. It's very, very, very fun.
So besides the album, there are rumors that you have a joint project with Young Thug in the works.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status on that?
Well, the status with the Young Thug project, you know, we linked up here and we did a couple songs. I think we got 4 or 5 songs in, and we're just going to get together, finish the rest of them, and put something out, which would be very, very cool.
When can we expect that?
I have no clue. That's up to him.
Can you break down your writing process a bit? What's a typical Post Malone studio session like?
A Post Malone studio session is a lot of Bud Light. I've been really heavy into the Angry Orchard, gluten-free.
Nice.
And really, I just, you know, chug a couple brewskis, get into the booth, do the melodies, and then write lyrics afterwards, and then, you know, just knock out as many as we can.
Well, most people have a dream collaboration.
Right.
But is there an artist or a producer that you're dying to work with?
Well, I think, you know, my dream collaboration, you know, I think it's already happened, you know, with the Kanye track. You know, that was very, very exciting for me, and it was kind of like everything I could ever ask for.
Mm-hmm. Is the Kanye collab for your album, or is it something for him?
It's for him.
Okay.
It's for him. So, yeah, the Kanye track is for him. You know, I think it came out super cool. I think it's an incredible song, and he's an incredible person. He's very smart, and he's just a genius, and it was a blessing to work with him.
So Kanye usually gives you those gems, those, like, those takeaways.
Right.
Is there anything that you can share that he probably shared with you?
I mean, what Kanye shared with me, you know, he has an incredible, he's just got a crazy drive, like, and the way that he does everything that he does is just, you know, very Kanye. It's like, you know, he's very individual and very, you know, meeting him, he was very to himself and just about the business, you know. So I guess, you know, maybe I could stop playing around and get back on the business, you know.
So the stigma of, you know, it's that typical question of being a white rapper bother you. And how do you convince your fans you're more than that? Because, you know, this has been a little bit weird, you know,
right.
Since Macklemore won the Grammy.
Right.
And then this hasn't been a great year for Iggy.
Right.
And then I forget the kid from Chicago,
Slim Jesus.
So how do you take yourself away from that category and just not fall into the stigma?
I feel like as much as it is, like, difficult, I mean, I feel like it shouldn't matter because, you know, I mean, like, I'm just an artist. I make what I like. I do what I like. I think that it should, like, the whole, you know, like, race thing should be just eliminated from music, because I feel like whenever you're listening to music, that doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It shouldn't matter in the first place. And I feel like I don't have to convince really anybody, because, you know, I'm just trying to do what I do and just keep it going and keep it rolling. I think it's just me being myself and just keeping it going.
So the question everybody wants to know is, have you met Allen Iverson?
I have not met Allen Iverson yet. I wanted to get him for the White Iverson video, but we couldn't get in contact. But I would love to meet AI, and I would love for him to teach me some moves.
Okay. So can we expect an official remix? Or, I don't know, do you see yourself adding some other folks onto there?
Right. Yeah. Well, I feel like the remix, you know, we're kind of floating around with a lot of different artists, you know, just seeing which is the best fit for it. So, you know, French did a verse and Ray Shremmer did a verse. And you know, we're just kind of seeing wherever it goes. You know, it just takes time to find the right puzzle pieces to complete the puzzle.
During your Breakfast Club interview, you know, you don't do many interviews, but you did the Breakfast Club.
Right.
People were shocked by that. There seemed to be, like, a little bit of tension between you and Charlamagne.
Right. Well, I mean, for the Breakfast Club interview with me and Charlamagne, I mean, I don't have a problem with him. That's, you know, that's his job. You know, that's what he does. That's what he's paid to do. Just like I do what I'm paid to do, he does what he's paid to do. So I feel like I don't have any bad feelings against Charlamagne.
Yeah.
I think it was just, you know, it was early.
For
in
you.
The morning, yeah.
So I know in the past your father put all different types of music
right.
in front of you when
right.
you were younger. Can we expect anything from more than rap from you on your album?
Yeah, of course. You know, my father, you know, he just put me onto a lot of cool stuff when I was a little kid, and he really inspired me to, you know, pursue what I'm doing. So I feel like, you know, all the different flavors and all the different sounds that he showed me, I have stuck with, because, you know, I just appreciate all different types of music and every type of art that people are making. So I think, there's definitely going to be a little bit of a unique sound with the old, you know, rock and, you know, little guitar and all that stuff on there.
Do you, I've read this a few times on Twitter, the comparison between the way you look and Yams.
Right.
Do you hear that a lot?
No, yeah, I hear me and Yams a lot. I don't know. I think we're just hefty guys, and we like to party. We like to have fun. Rest in peace. And, you know.
So what can we expect? Debut album.
Right.
Anything else in the works or pipeline we should expect? You know, most people get into fashion. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Is something going to come out? Hair grease? I don't know. You never know.
I'll do some Dapper Dan. Some little hair. I'm going to sell braids.
Braids?
So people with short hair can just clip them on at Walmart.
I like that.
I like it too. I think it's a great...
Like clip-on braids.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, because it hurts so much. I have a very tender head.
Oh, you're tender-headed.
Yeah. It's awful.
So Christmas.
Krimbus.
This is a big year for you.
Mm-hmm.
So this Christmas, obviously, you're going to have to go hard. So what is... How are you celebrating? What are you doing?
Well, you know, I do have to go all out. I feel obligated.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my girl's birthday is on the 19th, so we're going to go back to Dallas and, mm-hmm. and celebrate there. And then we're going to stay, hang out with the family, eat Cane's, and, you know, just exchange gifts. I got some pretty bomb present from my parents. I'm very excited.
Are you... Okay, because I know that gets exciting, being able to finally, like, you know what? I'm going to give them what they really want, even though they probably didn't ask you.
Right.
Is that an exciting feeling?
That's very exciting. It's very exciting. I think they're going to be very happy. All they need is my love,
mm-hmm.
but, hey, you guys were great. So, here. I love you.
Do you think it's, do you feel like there's a change within your friends back home? With your superstardom now, they're like, hey, you know, do they ask you to come to the local events?
Right.
They're like, yeah, I need you to post this on your Instagram.
Right.
How do you deal with those requests?
There's a little bit of that, but, you know, I feel like there's a couple people that just came out of Woodworks like I've never spoken to in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, everybody's really supportive. Nobody really asked anything of me. And I think all my friends doing what they're doing is very punk rock. So keep on rocking. That's my advice to my friends.
Post, thank you so much for joining us. It's the last episode. I'm excited for the year.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to head out. We're going to hit that White Iverson.
Hey.
We're going to sauce a little bit.
Hey.
I'm feeling good, though.
No,
this is nice.
Me too. Yeah.
That might be my coming into, like, do you do the New Year's, like, what's the song that the first song you listen to? Do you do that? You don't believe in that?
Mm-mm.
Am I the only one? Okay, yeah, I'm definitely going to hit that White Iverson.
I feel like my song this year will be Phil Collins.
Really?
Yeah. Coming in the air tonight.
Okay, not me. I'm going into 2016. Saucing a little bit. Listen, White Iverson, drop the ball. Here we go.
I'm swaggin', oh, I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin' on my fucking pay. Got me some braids and I got me some hoes. Started rocking the sleeve, I can't bond with no jaws. You know how I do it, can close on my toes.
This is hard.
Ooh. I ain't rich yet, but you know I ain't broke. So if I see it, I like it, buy that from the store. I'm with some white girls and they love them to coca. Like they OT. Double OT, like I'm KD, smoking OG. And you know me, and my 2-3s, and my gold tee. Bitch, I'm smiling, bitch, you see me from the nosebleed. I'm the new 3, and I change out to my new D. White Iverson, when I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. that money like the ring I never want. I want.
Sussing, sussing, I'm sussing on you.
I'm swagging, I'm swagging, I'm swagging.